I have with me here today Dr. Shaw Hanafy, Professor of History here at James Madison University. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Today I'm here to interview you with a few questions and hear an interesting story you have about a particular bookstore that you have visited in your life and that has stuck with you in your memory. Before we hear your story, I would like to first ask you a few questions to get us started. Where is your bookstore located?
I have two bookstore stories I'd like to share with you. One, Ann Arbor, Michigan. One, New Delhi, India.
Oh, wow. What brought you into your particular bookstore and for what reason were you there?
The bookstore in Ann Arbor because I was a graduate student there, and the bookstore in India because I was doing dissertation research there.
When you first walked into, I guess, either one of your bookstores, what was your first impression?
With the bookstore in Ann Arbor, how large and comfortable it was, and how impressive it was to see professors' books displayed amongst, you know, other books, obviously not written by University of Michigan professors. And in New Delhi, the first impression was quite the opposite, where it was very tight space and you really could not see what the book titles were. It was very unclear what kind of books were in there.
So based on the differences between the one bookstores in America and the one in India, was there a different cultural feel? Like, did you feel anything?
Totally. Anonymous in Ann Arbor, where I could wander by myself and really not be disturbed, and surveilled in India, where very quickly sort of underlings tried to help me and, you know, wanted to know who I was and what I was doing there.
Was it much of a culture shock?
No, because I expected that.
Right. Okay, so let's hear about your story now, like your... just more in-depth of it.
Yeah, well, the Borders bookstore became associated with a labor controversy that had to do with the treatment of sort of unionization was the real sticking point among the workers in the Borders bookstore in Ann Arbor. That became a big chain, and it became nationwide, and it sort of went from a local bookstore to a corporate bookstore with sort of declining workers' rights, compensation, old things like insurance. Current issues such as insurance were also in play back then. This is the 1980s. And so I really watched the decline of a... And then they ultimately closed. The big corporate, you know, Borders bookstore closed. That probably has something to do with internet publishing and all that, but they got a very bad rap in the public image for workers' rights and, you know, being in Ann Arbor with the original bookstore, you would know very clearly the staff was really involved, you know. Although I was anonymous, you could tell that the people who worked there really felt sort of claims over the terror. You know, you sensed a relationship with the bookstore workers, with the books in there. If you asked them, they were very responsive and would talk to you endlessly. Mm-hmm. And what did I feel in India?
Mm-hmm. The bookstore in India.
Well, I was in there looking for certain things, and when it became clear that I was looking for certain things, the owner came to sort of meet me, and the owner became my very good friend, and he mailed me probably, I would say I can see some of them here, but it would be hard to measure here, but hundreds of books dealing with the Islamic period of Indian history and the Mughal Empire in particular. And so the sort of personal correspondence with this owner of that bookstore went on for years, and it really helped support my dissertation research, that relationship.
So our next few questions, having had this experience at your two bookstores, do you feel that bookstores are an important franchise here in America and I guess around the world also?
Yeah, I think they relate to other institutions like libraries, which are really important places. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's not books, the conversations and the interactions that happen in those spaces are really important and very different than an online space where communication is sort of, you know, obviously cyberized or whatever the internet does. And in a bookstore, the physical space of it can be really magical. And so, you know, I do worry about the fate of bookstores and libraries in the face of internet publishing and sort of online literature.
Okay. Having had a published a book on ebooks, do you feel that there is any difference between having a physical book and an electronic book?
Absolutely. I received a very prestigious grant to write the dissertation that was based upon the Indian publications in part was recognized as the best dissertation at the University of Michigan in the year 2001, which allowed me to apply for a nationwide grant that I received to publish that dissertation as an electronic book. And that was a nightmare because the terms of the contract that we signed as a group of authors, there were 30 authors, 6 for 5 years, through a grant run by the American Historical Association. And we all had a similar contract that was violated by Columbia University Press. And it was really traumatic for so many different reasons, because young professors need to have their publications recognized by their departments. And at that stage, departments weren't recognizing internet publications because of traditional print publications being so dominant. The work that high quality work that we as authors had done wasn't being recognized by our tenure committees and things like that. And it just was a very devastating realization that as useful and interesting as an internet book is, the people who value the books, the professoriate, the academy, want print books. And so I kind of learned a hard lesson that even in cutting-edge computer technology, the printed book still really reigns supreme.
So, lastly, a lot of people think that bookstores are starting to disappear from our communities. You've had an experience where that one bookstore shut down. Do you think, what do you think will be the ultimate fate of bookstores in the long run?
I think the notion of the book is changing. If you go to bookstores now, Barnes & Noble or whatever, there's a lot of other things in the bookstore besides the bookstore. There's coffee shops, magazines, you know, birthday cards, stationery. Mm-hmm. And so I think the bookstore will change as the place of the book in this culture continues to evolve.
Okay. So, do you have anything else you'd like to?
No, it's been nice to talk to you, Kayla. This was great.
Okay, thank you.
It's fun, yeah.
Thank
nice you. To have some memories. Share some memories.